This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen, and we had a little treat this afternoon. Folk singer Adam Miller stopped by our Studio A.
Never had to tell him twice or find him work to do. And evenings on the mess deck, he was always first to sing and show us pictures of the girl he'd wed in spring. And I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They roll from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wharton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a wide squall.
This is one of the songs that he will perform tonight in an interactive time of story and song at the Peninsula Community Library on Old Mission. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
You sing that song as if you belong in northern Michigan, but you're actually from a small town in Oregon?
Well, that's where I live now. If you live with a song long enough, you kind of get inside it. And until you do, it's not convincing to an audience. It just sounds like you're reading somebody else's lines.
And this is not your original tune?
No. None of the songs I do are original. That song about the White Squall was written by a songwriter from Canada whose name was Stan Rogers.
And what is it that speaks to you about that?
It's the stories that usually get me. If the stories are believable and they have a beginning and a middle and an end, and you feel that you have some emotional reaction to the song, you can probably be sure that an audience is going to.
You travel the country and you log about 70,000 miles?
I travel 70,000 miles every year. I picked up a rent-a-car a week ago Saturday and I've already put 4,000 miles on it. So it's easier to do than you might think.
And you've called folk singing a noble profession. Why noble?
Well, the troubadour is an ancient tradition. You know, many of these songs are old songs that have existed for centuries, and for 30 or 40 years, someone sings them, and then they pass on and pass the songs on. And there are people who were my mentors when I started doing this trade who have since passed on and left me their guitars and their songs, and it's my turn to do it for a while, and when I get old and white-headed, you'll see some young person out there doing the same work.
And I assume that it's not just Michigan that's special, that when you come here you can play a song about our own lakes, but you, wherever you are in these 70,000-mile journeys, you're singing to your audience.
You do your best, and a lot of people want specified programs. I'm on my way to Illinois. There are people who want the folk songs that Lincoln loved, or programs of songs for the Illinois Railroad. Out in New York, they want a program about Woody Guthrie. Whatever people are interested in, you have to have a broad repertoire and a great interest in these songs, and you have to have a good memory for them as well.
And why is it so important to you to use song to convey history?
Well, for me, art reflects the time. And so it's really difficult to appreciate the song itself unless you understand the time that it came from and the context. So often what you say about the song is as important as the song itself.
Now, you play the guitar, but you also play an instrument called the auto harp.
I play the auto harp, and believe it or not, it was the best-selling instrument in this country 120 years ago. They say they used to ship 3,000 auto harps a week out of Dodgeville, New York, in the days where they were hand-built. Many of them went to school teachers. You know, teachers could order auto harps 100 years ago for $6.95. And even when I was a kid 50 years ago, most of the early childhood educators still had them in the classrooms. But in the 21st century, it's pretty darn obscure.
How did you pick it up?
I think I first heard the auto harp on children's records in the 60s and heard it on early country music recordings. And one Christmas, over that two-week Christmas break, somebody loaned me an auto harp, and we became rather attached, and I have been playing ever since. It makes a difference to just introduce children to the concept that some of these songs are really old. They've been around longer than the state of Michigan, some longer than the United States of America. And the only reason they're here today is because all the ancestors who lived before us liked them well enough to pass them on to the next generation. Otherwise, the songs disappear.
Well, this is traveling folk singer Adam Miller, who will be at the Peninsula Community Library tonight. He was also in St. Ignace this week. Thanks so much for stopping by and for playing a few tunes in our own studio.
You're so kind to invite me. Thank you so much.